This week, the Baltimore Sun ran a three-part series about a woman who should inspire books, novels, and TV episodes. But her story is anything but inspirational. It's a tale of the misery she caused. The series starts with what appeared to be the suicide of Cindy McKay. Her abandoned car was discovered in Ocean City, Maryland, with a tender note to her first husband saying that she would rather die than go to jail again. But Cindy McKay wasn't dead. Just 2 weeks later, she turned up at a church in Delaware, passing herself off as a nun. She moved in with an elderly lady who had Alzheimer's and began to steal from her. Eventually, she wound up at a shelter for abused women in Virginia, with a black eye and a new name. In fact, Cindy McKay's been stealing from the people who loved her, the places she worked, and anyone vulnerable who crossed her path for more than 20 years. She'll be sentenced in July for the murder of one of her many boyfriends. She is suspected of having killed her second husband. Justin Fenton, who wrote the series, covers crime and the courts for the Baltimore Sun, joins us from there. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Boy, what a character. I mean, just to begin with, that black eye, it's apparently self-inflicted.
Apparently. I mean, she had been involved with romantic relationships with police officers, so presumably she was aware that if she were to check into a women's shelter with a black eye and said that a police officer husband had done it, that, you know, there wouldn't be as many questions asked and that they would conceal her identity.
Run down for us, if you can, quickly, and I realize you can't do it too quickly, some of the crimes of which she's been convicted.
The crimes started in the mid-80s, and it was mostly businesses that brought her on as sort of an office manager or a secretary, and shortly after she got in, money started to disappear, and it was pretty easily traced back to Cindy. She often would deny the charges. She would tell her then-husband that this was all a setup, but one theft in Salisbury, Maryland, on the Eastern Shore at a gift shop, judge said, this is it, I'm putting you away. He gave her a full 10-year sentence, tacked on another 5 for a separate crime. After she was released from prison, she got a job with the St. Mary's Seminary and University in Baltimore. They were not aware that she was an ex-con, and she worked there for quite a few years before she actually was laid off because of financial troubles. And as it would turn out, the financial troubles were her own doing. She had stolen about $200,000, and they started to discover this shortly after her home burned down with her husband inside, her then-husband.
Let's talk about that, because we have some extraordinary videotape. Christmas in 2002, mm-hmm. Her husband, Clarence Buddy Downs, a City of Baltimore employee, burned inside a house that was blamed on a cigarette that he was holding. Let's drop in a clip here.
The kids lost a wonderful father, and I lost a very loving, caring husband, and it just was a tragedy, totally.
Behind the scenes, I was able to figure out that actually in the lead-up to that, things were not well in their household. He had threatened to leave her at the turn of the year, and there had been some incidents, some domestic incidents at the home. So when she appears on camera and says that this was the best Christmas ever, it raises a lot of questions. Police would later find out that she collected almost $300,000 in insurance money.
Now tell us about the murder of her boyfriend, a guy named Anthony Fertitta, I believe.
Anthony Fertitta met Cindy. She had just gotten out of prison. He had no idea. They grew close. She took on a sort of a new thing for her in her lifetime of, you know, forgery and credit scams. She actually proposed an armed robbery where one of her sons, she enlisted him and a friend, gave them a gun and said, he's got $20,000 in cash on him. I want you to rob him and we're going to split the cash. The robbery didn't go off as planned, but she continued to secretly steal from him. And the prosecutors allege that his death may have been because he found out and confronted her and said, pay the money back or I'm calling the police.
Justin Fenton covers crime in courts for the Baltimore Sun. You can find a link to his series on Cindy McKay and that video of her on our website, npr.org. Thanks so much, Mr. Fenton.
Thank you. I appreciate it.